Dictation for Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, Gronda, G-R-O-N-D-A, December 1444, addressed as a letter to Jill, J-I-L-L, Gear, G-E-E-R-N-T, 810-244-0226. Dear Mrs. Gear, consultation for Mrs. Gronda with progressive chronic kidney disease. I haven't seen her in more than 3 years. Last visit was May 2021. At that time, acute on chronic renal failure associated to cardiomyopathy and low ejection fraction cardiorenal syndrome, also known to have small kidneys without obstruction. She comes in an electrical wheelchair, accompanied on son and daughter-in-law. There was, within the last 1 year, a fall, was on rehabilitation, and now living with son and family for the last 1 year. She eats two meals a day. Edema has fluctuated widely from gaining and losing in a short period of time. Despite being compliant with diet and diuretics, follows with cardiology Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain. Takes medications for reflux. There is soft stools, one or two a day, without any blood melena, no incontinence, no urinary tract infection, cloudiness of blood, no nocturia or urinary incontinence, minor edema, no ulcers, only transfers without ability to walk. Denies the use of oxygen, CPAP machine, or inhalers. Actually, she does have incontinence of urine clarified by the daughter, and she wears a pad. Next paragraph, the past medical history. Congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, prior obesity, anticoagulation, tricuspid regurgitation, chronic kidney disease, high potassium. Six sinus syndrome with pacemaker. Osteoarthritis, esophageal reflux, osteoporosis, hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, surgeries for the pacemaker within the last couple of years. Prior left-sided breast cancer surgery did not require chemo, radiation, or hormonal on hormonal treatment, gallbladder, tonsils, adenoids, and bilateral lenses. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, side effects to Keflex with worsening diarrhea. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include Lasix, aspirin, metolazone, Detrol, Entresto, tamoxifen, which is already in the fourth year, Tramadol Eliquis, Lipitor, Protanix, Zoloft, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight approximately 233, large, tall, obese person, comes in a wheelchair, blood pressure by nurse 139/77. Very pleasant, alert, oriented time 3. She has upper dentures, few teeth on the bottom, no mucosal abnormalities. Lungs are clear. Pacemaker on the left side. I hear a systolic murmur towards the apical area axilla. No pericardial wrap. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness. Stasis changes, minimal edema. Pulses are decreased, no decubitus, no gangrene. Weakness but non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Appears to be from July. Creatinine 1.95 for a GFR of 26 at stage 4. Normal sodium potassium. Normal glucose. Normal calcium. Mild metabolic acidosis around 20. Low ferritin 35, iron saturation 19. Normal albumin liver testing. Normal calcium. Normal white blood cell, minor low platelets 145, increased RDW 16.5, MCB high 97, normal thyroid, vitamin D, B12, A1C. Pro-BNP 2600, no urine sample. Review your notes. Also review the most recent note from cardiology from June. They make reference to a recent echocardiogram. I don't have, however, the actual report. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease. Previously documented small kidneys without obstruction. Underlying congestive heart failure with previously low ejection fraction, although apparently, it has improved over the years. Effect of medications for congestive heart failure, including two diuretics and the use of Entresto. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure. Dialysis is done for a person with GFR less than 15 and symptoms of uremia, or uncontrolled volume overload pulmonary edema, which is not the case. Patient has permanent atrial fibrillation and a pacemaker. As far as I know, she did not require a defibrillator machine, and probably because ejection fraction improved. And also, this is not a three-lead resynchronization device. There is pressing no need to change diet for potassium. There is mild degree of metabolic acidosis, does not require treatment, at least based on prior studies. There has been no need for phosphorus binders, no need for EPO treatment. Chemistries are going to be done in a monthly basis. I will try to get the official report of the echo. We need to update a urine sample to assess for blood protein or inflammatory changes in the urine. Family asks if the time comes and she requires dialysis, if this can be done at home. And the answer is yes. With her morbid obesity, peritoneal dialysis might be relatively contraindicated, but home hemodialysis is an option. We encourage the placement of AV fistula early in time, usually around GFR of 20. Of course, as long as cardiology agrees. I think the most recent ejection fraction is better than a few years back when it was running 20 to 25. So AV fistula should be our first option. We will follow over time. All questions answered. End of dictation.